Harper Audio presents No One's the Bitch, a 10-step plan for the mother and stepmother relationship by Jennifer Newcomb Marine and Carol Marine, read by Colleen Marlowe and Paula Christensen.
Introduction. It's a nasty word, bitch. It's one thing if you're standing up in the face of injustice to do the right thing. Who cares if anyone thinks you're a bitch? But being thought of as bitch in general is another thing altogether. No one wants that. And yet, here's the setup between ex-wife and stepmother. The other woman, no matter which side you start from, is automatically a bitch. You'll find plenty of ammunition to lob from friends, family, and coworkers, heck, from people you barely even know. Start out any story about the ex-wife or the stepmother, and people have already helped you pull the pin, ready to take her down. The land stretching between mother and stepmother is littered with such landmines. Good luck tiptoeing around them. And isn't it irritating to know the other side is almost certainly calling you a bitch? Who we are. We've figured out a way to do it otherwise. We don't know everything, but we do know a few things. And we'd like to tell you about them because when we were first starting out, we sure could have used a book like this, and it was nowhere to be found. We're a mother and stepmother who've cultivated first a working relationship, then a friendship, and now a partnership as co-authors. We've been at it for 9 years and have seen the two children we both raise stretch out from very small people to now one very tall person and one medium size, both of whom will probably leave us all in the dust height-wise. 3 years ago, a brand new baby boy, hi baby, was added to our version of an extended family. And so, with wide-eyed wonder, the stepmom became a mom, and the ex-wife became, proudly and gratefully, an honorary aunt. We've navigated some really tricky territory to get to this point, and we fully realize it's not all pancakes and roses from here on out. When you first meet your ex's beautiful new girlfriend getting off the back of his new motorcycle, her curly hair cutting through the air in slow motion like a model's, you're not exactly set to like her. When the only way she's gotten to know you is through tales of your bad behavior told to her by her perfect romantic partner, well, she's not so sure she's ever going to find one single thing to like about you either. There are issues of territoriality, competition, jealousy, anger, and grief, loss, and sadness from both ends. Throw money and some legal elements into the mix, and you have the perfect combustible material for a really bad family barbecue. How we got here. If you were to see our journey thus far from a bird's eye view, you'd first see two strangers walking separately but concurrently, eyeing each other suspiciously. Then you'd hear some cautious mumbling directed at the other person. What? I can't hear you. Speak English. This would be followed by a few half-hearted attempts at meaningless, polite chit-chat. Still climbing the low hills, you'd see us maybe veering a little closer to each other's path as we found, surprise, we actually had some things in common, the children. Then we'd get distracted by something hard that we had to do together, like deal with a swarm of jungle flies, kids, cross a rushing river, kids, run from wild, howling boars, hungry kids, or construct an intricate, weight-bearing puzzle made solely out of cooked noodles, getting kids to clean up after themselves. Somewhere along the line, you'd see us letting our guard down ever so slowly. And yes, sometimes it would go right back up. But by the end of the path, we'd have gone through enough stuff together and spent enough time together that we'd be sitting at a coffee shop in Europe, alone, just us two girls with lots of money and no men. Just kidding. Talking over ideas for our book. Our book about how we learned to get along. Our goal. We're not hoping to get every one of you potential stepmother-mother pairs out there to the point of writing a book together. Too much competition. But we are hoping you can get to a place where you can actually sit down and have coffee with the other woman. Not the bitch anymore. Just the other woman. No, not that other woman. We're hoping we can help you eventually create what we have, a partnership where you can discuss issues of parenting, the things that pull and tug at your heart and keep you up at night, with the other person also mothering the children in your life. We're hoping you can bond over shared issues of pride as you watch the little people in your life grow and fall and get up again and blossom. That you can both give and get sympathy as life gets rough and the parenting inevitably falls by the wayside. But at least you know you won't be judged by the other person, who luckily is not waiting around anymore to pounce on your faults like a stealthy mountain lion.